As calving season progresses, calving pastures start to get beat up and calves start getting scours. To prevent both problems, stay tuned for one simple solution.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to Forage Focus. Here's the university's extension forage specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
What do you get when you have a full herd of cows in one calving pasture with baby calves ranging from 1 day to 41 days old? For many folks, you get calf scours. Scours can be reduced, though, by subdividing calving pasture and properly moving cows through them. In a typical calving pasture, the concentration of bacteria and viruses that cause scours increase dramatically as calving season progresses. This means calves born a couple weeks into the calving season and later may get exposed to a very high dose of these pathogens. In addition, calves are most susceptible to developing scours during their second and third week of age, just about the time potential exposure to pathogens becomes high. The Sandhills calving system breaks up this scour cycle. To use this system, first subdivide your calving pasture or use multiple pastures. Then start calving with all your cows in one pasture. After 10 days or so, move all the cows that have not yet calved to a fresh pasture. Repeat this process about every 10 days, always leaving behind the pairs born the previous period. This system of movement minimizes exposure of young calves to scour pathogens. Obviously, selecting the right pastures for calving to subdivide with water available in each subdivision is critical. After all, you may need 6 to 8 different subdivisions to get through the entire calving season. This might sound like a lot of work, but it likely will be less work than treating sick calves as well as reduce calf losses. Subdividing pastures usually improves pasture health, but with the Sandhills calving system, it can also improve calf health.
We'll take a look at those area hay prices coming up after this.